I'm in Paddy's Park in Ripon. It's 8:01. I've been awake since 7 p.m. yesterday. I wasn't feeling well yesterday, and slept for 6 hours in the afternoon to early evening. And the problem with that is I've got to drive a couple of hundred miles back home today. I feel okay at the minute. I lay there and I tried to go to sleep a few times, but it wasn't happening. And I watched Momentum. I watched 50 Shades of Grey. Rubbish. I didn't want to listen to Audio Boom recordings. So I've come up to this corner that I've never been in before. Seems that dog owners throw their poo bags over the fence, even though there's a bin over there, dog waste bin. So I'm amongst, propping myself up in the corner, up against this oak tree. Oh, there are no seats to sit on, except for down by the road, and facing the road. I don't see why you want to put your back to the whole park. So, I've been very conflicted this past week. We decided to come up here to Ripon to see family, to look at a grammar school for my eldest daughter, to look for housing. Then the car decided that go man down on the way up to Ripon. So we had it fixed, but only got it back yesterday. So although we've had use of my mother-in-law's car, it's been, you know, haven't really had that sense of freedom. Ball, give us the ball, get the ball. Ball. Okay. Ball. Ball. What are you doing? Give me the ball. Give me the ball. Here. Drop it. Good girl. Off you go. And we've had some terrible news this week also. I'm absolutely gobsmacked. I'm still in disbelief that our very good friend Lee Storm has passed away so suddenly. And the reason why, personally, I'm gutted is because Lee, for a good number of months now, has been contacting me just about every single day. Just about. And we would exchange messages, PMs via Twitter. And she was looking after me. Very, very non-judgmental, very reassuring. For months. And the reason why I'm quite sad and angry with myself is I didn't answer her last message. What an idiot. I honestly think that the stress of it caused me to be ill yesterday. I never knew her though, you know what I mean? I never knew her, But out of the blue, she says, you know, I've been listening to your woes. And honestly, nearly every single day for months and months and months, she asked me how I was, how the family were, and words of wisdom and encouragement, as well as you know, she never complained, but it was always the, she'd always make it known in a very subliminal way that she was having her own troubles at home as well. Keep thinking, you know, is there a master plan? I'm a believer in fate. I believe our path is cut out for us, because there have been too many things in my life that, you know, coincidence isn't the word. It's, you know, all the stars have aligned for some things to happen, whether good or bad. And I was deep in thought about this yesterday, because of what happened to Lee, I was questioning myself, what's going to happen with me? I'm not being selfish when I say this, you understand. It's what's going to happen to me? Where's my path going to take me? I think, you know, what's happened to me is as a result of being completely burnt out and I think it's a message to say you need to change direction, you need to do something with your life that you really love. And you love every aspect of it. And I'm really at a loss for what to do. I've got T-minus 180 days. And then that direction's got to change. I'm glad that Paul Omani's back. And I think, you know, we've talked in the past on this platform about the community that's built
I think I'd like to take it one stage further. It's like family, isn't it? You know, it's your immediate family and then your extended family that you kind of know of, or you've heard, and you've heard what's going on a little bit, but I think we are a family. Sometimes people fall out. Good relationships are formed. You're face to face, as opposed to through the lug holes. It's like life within life, isn't it? For those who are regulars, it's just as if it's like a sitcom. It's like a thriller, a drama for the ears, constantly changing. No particular plot or storyline in the long term, generally, but they are there. Come on, dog, catch this ball. Do you know, I wish I found this little corner earlier. Maybe just to sit up here, and I've now turned around to look over the fence into this meadow, which is full of nettles and thistles and docking leaves, some buttercups. I'm looking over to the back of a farm. The land raises up, so I can't really see into it, but it's only, I don't know, 60 metres away, and the farmer's burning something. There's a tiny little smouldering fire over there. Looking across onto a red beech tree, which is beautiful, and also a red sycamore tree. Well, it must be a maple then. Smell the smoke from that fire. There's a couple of weeping willows. There's a big cotoneaster bush across there as well. I call it a bush. I think Mac would agree with me that it's not a, you wouldn't class a cotoneaster as a bush, but that thing's massive. And it's humid. It's overcast, but it's humid. It's actually quite uncomfortable. And I wish I had brought the Zoom with me this morning. I don't know if you can hear these birds. I do hope to move up to this neck of the woods. And no offence to those who live in cities, but I can't live in a city. I need to hear those blackbirds and the swallows and that wood pigeon. There it is, flying away. Flap, flap, flap. Oh, there's the swallow. Hello, swallow. I need to see great oak trees and luscious greenery. Oh, I've got a long way to go, haven't I? I've had a career of the results have to be instantaneous. They want the results now. And unfortunately, that's what I'm used to. And the results with me have already taken over a year just to show that there can be results. I've learnt that it's going to take a long time for me. I think we'll talk about that anon.